Genesis 18:14. But pray, because I have 24 access now to the hospital. One guy, a blind guy, was trying to help some people, and he was telling him he had an all-seeing eye in his chest, and you just give me 300. He was asking 300, 400, 500 kina, and he could heal the people. Well, I got him kicked out of house sick. And then another guy was going around extorting money. I got him kicked out. I'm one of 10 volunteers. But it's honestly, somebody could do it full time. I prayed to the Lord, either send somebody full time to the hospital or send somebody to take my church so I could do it full time. And when you got people dying, I've had a lady get saved. I've had three people get saved in the house sick, and I really believe that they were genuine. And that wasn't me taking their hand. That was me witnessing, having a clear witness with them. And then once I brought another guy and said, "You talk to him." I've already talked to him. And a guy says, "I got saved." And a woman did that. And then another lady actually was able to lead another man to the Lord. So I'm excited about that. But Genesis 18:14. I'm not. Me and Brother Huey exchanged a couple emails about me coming. I wrote Brother Harrison, and he said that he'd left. So other than that, I don't really know your situation except for needing a pastor. You need a pastor. Yeah. Sheepdogs. But I want to encourage you in something. And this is an illustration. I've been teaching in Genesis, verse by verse, for Sunday school. And the Lord helped me. And I'm going to need you two to volunteer later on, all right, to help me, because I'm not big enough. I'm not as big as God to do this. And I'm going to need your assistance. But I want y'all to, hopefully this will encourage y'all to trust the Lord. Let's look at some verses. And I hope it helped me, and I hope in a way, in a small way as a preacher that I can, that I show you how big God is. And how He's got it in control, and we just have to trust Him. You have to trust Him. You're going to find out who's following men and who's following God. And are you walking with God, or are you looking for a man? And hopefully you're walking with God. All right? So let's go to Genesis 18:14. We'll read a lot of scriptures. And if you got a pen, I almost said biro and paper. Biro is a pen in Papua New Guinea. It's here too? Oh, okay. It's not in America. Genesis 18:14. The Lord says to Adam, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" And I want to share that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. And the thing is, we need to be trusting in Him, not ourselves. Let's pray, all right? Father, we thank You for this day. Thank You for Your mercy and Your grace. And Lord, if You can take someone as feeble as me and use me to help these people, Lord, there's nothing too hard for You. I pray I can be an encouragement. I pray I can exhort them to follow You and trust You. I know the Word says, "Preach the Word, reprove, rebuke, exhort." And if they're lacking trust, then there's some reproof and rebuke in that, Lord. But mostly I want to encourage them and exhort them and edify them to trust in God, the Creator of the universe, and our Savior who died on the cross for our sins. Help me, Lord, to not be in the way, but be a blessing and encouragement. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, is anything too hard for the Lord? Now, we're going to look at some verses, all right? But I'm going to give you a little illustration quickly. Speed of light. That's how fast light travels, all right? The speed of light, if we were able to go to the moon by the speed of light, it would take us 1 second. It would take us 8 seconds to get to the sun. And it would take us 5 months to get to the closest star. The next nearest sun or star, it would take us 5 months. And that's in, I believe, one of our Centauri A. I'm not a scholar, but it's called Centauri A. And actually, when you look at Orion, it looks like one star, but there's two stars. Centauri A and Centauri B. And the universe is massive, and we are very small. And I'm going to read verses concerning that. But we're going to look at two familiar scriptures really quickly. Hebrews chapter 13. And the thing is anything too hard? Brethren, finding you a pastor or a shepherd is not hard. It's not. It's pretty simple. It's one of the smaller things that he has to do today. But the thing is, he's trying to help you in your faith. What is your faith in? Why are you here? What's your goal? What's your... And the Lord will let us go through things sometimes just to sort us and sift us. And why? Because we need it. We need it. We definitely need it. Look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. This wasn't part of the message, but don't be coveting somebody else. Trust who the Lord wants. You know, we can get covetous even in picking a pastor. Think about it, and I'm going to throw that in there. Verse number 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, I'll quote it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct thy paths. Another verse, Proverbs 16, 3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and what? Thy thoughts shall be established. Y'all going to have a business meeting. Are your works committed to the Lord? He'll establish our thoughts. He'll establish what we're to do. He'll help us. We have to delight in him. Trust him. Commit our way in him. It's about the Lord. It's not about us. And God will direct your path. That's not a maybe. That's not a hope so. He says he will do it. But we have to trust in him. So let's look at some things about God's power and his might. Just in case you don't think God can do this. Job chapter 9. Job chapter 9, and I really encourage you to write these down so you can go back and look at them again. One guy, I was preaching on repentance. He wrote all the notes down, was under conviction, went home and read the whole sermon over again, and got saved. You know, a lot of people, he wanted to get saved, and he made the effort, and God was there waiting for him. Job chapter 9, verse 4. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered? Which removeth the mountains and they know not, which overturneth them in his anger, which shaketh the earth out of her place and the pillars thereof tremble, which commandeth the sun and it riseth not, and sealeth up the stars, which alone spreadeth out the heavens and treadeth upon the ways of the sea, which maketh Arcturus, Orion, and Pleiades, and the chambers of the south, which doth great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without number. 26:7. Job 26:7. You could read more of these verses before and after. Job chapter 26, verse 7. He stretches out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing. Think about that. This earth is hanging on nothing. And all of life is on it. Is anything too hard for God? Psalms chapter 104. Psalms 104, verse 2. Who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep, as with a garment the water stood above the mountains. Proverbs 30, verse number 4. Proverbs 30, verse number 4. Who hath descended up into heaven, or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? And real quick, you know the clouds. It's described somewhere else in the Bible. The clouds are like a garment. And it's holding the rain. And it's not rent. Until God lets it. And then the rain comes down. I mean, the things that God is in control of and what God does is mighty. Now I lost my place. What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? His name is God, and His Son's name is Jesus Christ. Every word of God is pure, and He's a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Isaiah 40, 21, 22. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. Where's grasshoppers? That stretcheth out the heavens as a what? Curtain. And spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Amazing. Isaiah 45:5. I am the Lord and there's none else. There is no God beside me. I gird at thee, though thou hast not known me. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. 45:12. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. Jeremiah 10:12. See, with his hand he's done that. Jeremiah 10:12. He hath made the earth by his power, he hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. Jeremiah 51:15. He hath made the earth by his power. He established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heaven by his understanding. Stretched it out by his discretion, and stretched it out by his understanding. And you know what the Lord says? Trust in me. The same God that did all that, folks, said, trust in me. You know, I fail. I fail as a Christian. But God said, He'll never leave me nor forsake me. That's an amazing thing that God will do that for us. Look at John chapter 10. He said He did all this with His hand. All this with His hand, folks. John chapter 10, verse number 28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And this is simple, childish, but that's our little solar system in my hand. You think you can take anything out of God's hand? Just picture that, as that's the solar system. And God holding it. He'll never let us go. We can never lose what He's given us. What a God. What a God. And He's not just holding this. He stretched it all out. And remember, I said, look, from our earth, it takes 1 second to get to the moon and 1 second to get to the sun. But 5 months to get to the nearest star. That's how far the stars are apart. And we're just a drop in the bucket. We're just a small drop in the bucket. Is there anything too hard for God? Matthew 27:51. As He died on the cross, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and its earth the earth did quake and the rocks rent. That veil, that curtain that kept us away from God was rent in twain. And you know, really, all this that we see is nothing but a curtain. And God's right on the other side of that curtain. That's how big He is and how tiny we are. Trillions and trillions and trillions of stars. Hundreds and thousands of galaxies. We got the Milky Way. And yet there's galaxies out there that... What did God tell Abraham? You'll be as a, your seed will be as the stars in heaven. And I think one guy, Hippocrates, counted 1,023, and Plato, 4 years later, counted four more stars, and they made fun of Jeremiah saying that there's that many stars. And then when they got the Hubble telescope up there, they found out, you know what? This thing's a lot bigger than we thought. Isaiah 61:10. And I don't have time to go into it, but look at this, 61:10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth himself with her jewels. Think of that. He stretched out the garments and the universe and how huge it is. But I've been clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I have the garment of salvation. Think about that. Jesus, our righteousness. Jesus is our righteousness. We're clothed. And He says, He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Now, if I can get my two stout men up here. Yes, not much. No, it's a curtain. It's not hard. Here, you take that side. Let's get this. Stand up in here. So this is what God did on day number four. Well, before, but here. You take that one. And you take that side. And you just stretch it out. Stretch it out. Hold it up. That's what it is to God. Just to stretch out the universe. Got the earth there in the middle. And all these are galaxies. And all those over there further in the way are billions and billions and millions and millions of stars. And God's, and you know, we won't get into all that, but they say it's still moving. It's still moving. And it would make sense. Now, guess what? Look at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 10. Because God's going to take it. Somebody stand up and read Hebrews chapter 1, verse 10. Bro, can you do that from the back? I think 10 and 11. Read out loud. Next verse. Stretch it out, and He's just going to fold it up like a garment. I mean, I'm not God, but can you imagine all that? And as a picture of me being God, and I just folded up everything? Hebrews 1, 10 and 11. Is there anything too hard for God? The veil hid Moses' face from Israel because he was shining, because he'd seen God. Let me think about that. That veil was rent that we now can get in through Jesus Christ. That garment that we're clothed in Jesus Christ. And I could elaborate on that. But the main point I want you to get is a God that holds the universe and stretched out the universe, and that's going to fold it all up. Sees what y'all need. But you have to get to where you're submitting to Him. And you're trusting Him. And you wait on Him. And don't use your abilities. Don't use your sense. And really don't use a lot of other people's. Because everybody will tell you what you need to do. But like I tell people, they're not going to be there to pick up the pieces. And you know what? Any one of y'all can leave tomorrow. But God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Whatever. Right,